Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The voice of the Caps is our buddy John Walton, who just celebrated a milestone in terms of the number of games he's called. John, congratulations.
Congrats, buddy.
First of all, well earned, well done.
It's a lot of screaming, boys, but thank you. Appreciate that.
That's a good line.
That's a great point.
Some games deservedly more screaming than others in 2018. You will be the soundtrack of some of the great moments in team history forever. But, John, speaking of good moments, this has been a fun season so far. Big game tonight for the Caps, 7:30 puck drop, Vancouver in town.
Yeah, and this is the halfway point. You get through tonight, you are one half down and one half to go, 41 down, 41 to play. So, a lot that's gone right. Offense has dried up a little bit. Spencer Carberry expressing a little bit of frustration with how long it's gone on now. First 20 games were lights out. It's been a little harder to scratch and claw. Team's still winning, but maybe not doing everything that they would like as far as scoring goals and maybe possessing the puck a little bit more than they have. But here against Vancouver, I mean, if you would have said that we're starting on opening night that this team at halfway is going to be on pace for 111 points, I think we all would have taken that. And the power play has been pretty good. The penalty kill's been excellent. Just got to get back to 5-on-5. I think we're going to see some different line combos tonight here. But all in all, not a bad way to get the first half of the season wrapped up tonight here against Vancouver.
Yeah, John, it's hard to complain about a team with 56 points, but let me try. Here's the thing that drives me crazy. This is generally in sports. When I got a club, it's good, and the Caps are good. We're aware of that. It just it grinds my gears, whatever you want to call it. Dropping a game in regulation to Chicago, to Detroit. I know there were travel things in both of those. But then you look at Buffalo the other night. I'm kind of going, that's there's no easy night. It's the NHL. But that relative to some of your opponents, you've gone through the buzzsaw. That's supposed to be the easier one. And it feels like they've kind of come out and been on their heels for a couple of those games. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, the Chicago game, travel or no, that's a team that you had it handled. You were in the third period. You had a lead, even if you didn't play that well. And you let them up, and they came back and got you. And Buffalo, they just never really got their legs underneath them. You know, Alexei Protas was pretty good. And, I mean, there were some isolated things that happened that were good. But and Buffalo is a better team. They're one of those teams that they've got a lot of talent, but they can't put it together over 82 games. They're mismanaged. They're just not a good enough team. But they got a lot of good players. And when they're at home and when those guys get going, they do have enough speed that sometimes that's going to be something you can't handle as well. But I'm with you. I mean, those are games that when you are playing somebody at the bottom of the standings, you're at the top of the standings, you're not supposed to lose those. That's kind of period end stop there. So, you know, Vancouver's kind of in that same boat, except they're better. They got off to an outstanding start. They've been struggling lately. But with these games through January, you got a break coming up here, getting into February for Four Nations where you're going to get 10 days off. It's trying to put the foot to the floor. You got a lot of road games coming up in the last part of the month. Keep up the pace. I mean, what you've done, Spencer said it this morning, you know, it's great we had a good first half, but that's over now, and especially what happened in the first 20 games, and we've got to be the team we want to be, and right now they're not quite there. They need to improve on a few things.
John, how dare Alex Ovechkin not score in his most recent game? That's now twice out of six since he came back when he hasn't scored. That is not acceptable.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What a slump he's in now.
The fact that 17 goals in his last 18 games, or you go back before the injury. And, you know, I get asked, I mean, if anybody that wants to talk hockey, you know, is he going to do it this year? And I feel like the answer to that is yes, if for no other reason. I mean, you want to average 0.8 the rest of the way. It gets you there sometime in late March. You can even withstand a little bit of a slump or two should it occur, and it probably will at some point, although don't bet against him the way that he's gone. I would think with this game being a national game in Canada tonight, and those always seem to have a little bit of more cachet and knowing that a lot of folks are watching, I think he could be in for a big one tonight. I think the Caps have played pretty well at home by and large over the last five. This is a place that, you know, that was maybe the one thing that wasn't going well for him earlier. I think they've been a little better at home here. Be a good night to get 2 points, and who knows, maybe a goal or two for number 8.
John, thank you as always, but have a great call this evening.
All right, fellas. See ya.